When it comes down to quality, workmanship and good value, there's only one place in Dublin who can get you back on the road. The Exhaust Centre of Hill Street, Dublin are the proven experts in replacement exhaust systems, and we've years of experience under our belt. The exhaust people in Dublin are at the Exhaust Centre. Come in and have a chat to our friendly staff. They'll look after you. The Exhaust Centre, Hill Street, Dublin. Telephone 740-396. That's 740-396.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
At 4 o'clock, I'm Michael Lewis. More attacks in Lebanon. Three Israeli soldiers have been wounded in a rocket attack in southern Lebanon near the Israeli border. The attack comes one day after five French soldiers were also wounded by shelling near Tyre. French UNIFIL troops in Lebanon have been ordered further south to Nakoura. In Paris, President François Mitterrand met the head of the French Secret Service, Lieutenant General René Ambo, to discuss the threat of renewed bomb attacks in the French capital. It is also believed that the two men discussed the possibility of a French airstrike against Muslim strongholds in Lebanon, believed to have links with the Paris bombings. The Reverend Ian Paisley today dismissed the possibility of talks on devolution for the North until the Anglo-Irish agreement is suspended. Dr. Paisley was reacting to statements from London and Dublin that Northern politicians should act on a new proposal for roundtable talks made in Belfast on Friday by British Tory MEP Sir Frederick Catherwood. Dr. Paisley said that the British government had acted dishonestly and everybody knows it. The chairman of Bradford City Football Club has revealed that yesterday's match against Leeds United was not all ticket. Mr. Stafford Heggenbottom said that the police had been informed beforehand and were quite satisfied with the arrangements. Violence disrupted the match and a fish and chip van was doused with petrol and set alight by Leeds supporters. Police controlled the crowds with truncheons and there were 62 arrests. The Soviet Union has made a concession on missile numbers in Europe. Speaking in Washington at the end of 2 days of talks with his U.S. counterpart, Mr. George Shultz, Soviet Foreign Minister Eduard Shevardnadze said that in future the USSR would discount the British and French nuclear arsenals in future negotiations with the U.S. The American position had been that the British and French deterrents were independent and could not therefore enter into superpower talks. Both Mr. Shevardnadze and Mr. Shultz said in Washington that they had made some progress on arms control, but Mr. Shultz warned that no further progress could be made until the Danilov question was resolved. There are fears in the British colony of Gibraltar that Britain is planning to surrender sovereignty to Spain. In an interview with a Spanish newspaper, Gibraltar's Prime Minister, Sir Joshua Hassan, said that such a prospect would be the worst catastrophe imaginable. He said that Gibraltar's right of self-determination to remain British had to be respected. The interview comes 2 days after Britain and Spain reached a deadlock on talks over the future of the colony. There's a capacity crowd at Croke Park for the All-Ireland final. Kerry started off well, scoring 4-0 in the first 10 minutes. Tyrone came back dramatically, however, and the halftime score is Kerry 4 and Tyrone 7. The weather, continuing cloudy, some mist and fog later tonight, light drizzle later in the evening. Winds south to southwest, light to moderate, temperature 54 degrees. Next news at 5.
Gareth O'Callaghan, Energy 103.
Every Sunday we specialise for 3 hours in reminiscence and nostalgia. We're one down, we've two to go, and let's kick off the second hour with something from 1968, Glen Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain, and if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman. Sunday, September 21st. It's 5 minutes past four here on Energy Gold, and it looks like, well, a very, very exciting match at Croker this afternoon. The two teams, Tyrone and Kerry, have just gone into the second half of the game, and the score standing at the moment, Tyrone way out in the lead with 7-4 for Kerry. Is Mick O'Shea playing? We were unsure whether Mick would be playing because he was down with the flu. Pawdy's in there. He has his boots. Good, we should have the final score for you in about 45 minutes? Okay, what were you doing this weekend? 18 years ago. Have you any idea? It was the 21st of September, 1968. Well, we'll be taking a look back at some of the big hits that year in about 5 or 6 minutes' time today. And I promised the gang I joined at a great fancy dress hoolie last night that I'd say a special hello to them this afternoon. Some of the costumes, well, they were prize-winning, that's all I can say. And contrary to popular belief, I did not arrive as a disc jockey.
Living by numbers, adding to history. And living by numbers, I guess was always meant to be. Living by numbers, living by numbers now.
Where we specialize in remembering what was the best, in possibly the days we remember as the best days of our lives. That's new music, Living by Numbers from a few years back. It's 9 minutes past four. There's a couple of us here this afternoon, and we just, for the life of us, can't keep track of the number of points being scored in that All-Ireland final. An update at the moment, Tyrone have just scored a goal and another point. Kerry similarly. Tyrone way out in the lead with 1 goal and 8 points to Kerry's 5. Come on, Pawdy, my money's on the team today. We're featuring the favourite 5 selection this afternoon of Sheila and Danny Gilligan from Kilbarrack Road in Dublin 5. We've heard a couple of their favourites from Stack. And also a beautiful record from a group called Tree People, which, believe me, took us a while to find last week. Here's one big, big hit from the American side of the world about, what was it, 7 or 8 years ago. Randy Van Warmer, the third out of your five today. Just when I needed you most.
You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
On a school day,
I feel like the leading moment.
I'm a little bit dizzy, I'm a little bit scared. I guess I never felt this much aware that I love her. I'm hoping that I never recover, 'cause she's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away.
An MS for a Sunday afternoon. By the way, that's Memory Specialist.
We specialise every Sunday afternoon for 3 hours in what is great to remember.
4:17, Andrew Gold, Never Let Her Slip Away, and Randy Van Warmer. Now, wasn't he from Arizona or Texas, one of the real rock and country states? Big fella. Just When I Needed You Most, both records from the Favourite Five Selections Day. Sheila Geoghegan and her husband Danny, who both enjoy the program. They take 3 hours to themselves every Sunday, lock themselves away from the world, which is the only way it works. And they're in Kilbarrack Road in Dublin 5, and we have your final choice. At about 5:10, we're sending you on a couple of interesting little bits and pieces, including a copy of the Summer Album, which is our featured compilation today. We've got another couple of tracks from that in a second. It's 4:17, as I say. We'll reap the wild winds of nostalgia with a trip way back to the 60s coming up next.
Energy 103.
Yeah, Ben Elton is coming to Dublin.
Ben who?
No, no, not Ben who, Ben Elton. You know, the guy from Saturday Live. He wrote The Young Ones, Happy Families and a Blackadder.
Is he a comedian?
The best.
Ben Elton appearing live from Monday, September 29th to Saturday, October 4th at the Edmund Burke Hall, Trinity College, Dublin. Tickets available from Golden Discs or the Festival Box Office at £4 each.
This was life before entertainment. This was life before Phillies.
Isn't it hard to believe that only a short while ago, Phillies was so brand new, we were having difficulty describing it? Well, not anymore. Phillies Bar is getting firmly established as Dublin's leading live music bar. Phillies books only the best bands available, and they play decent music on the disco, too. And there's food there as well. Phillies opens every night except Monday and Tuesday. Oh, and on Wednesday nights and Sunday lunchtime, they put on a live blues session. I really don't know what we all did before Phillies Live Music Bar in the Park Leisure Complex at the Phoenix Park Racecourse.
Later tonight, Sunday night at Phillies in the Phoenix Park, it's Energy Soul with DJ Jerry Stevens, followed by Rob Strong, his band, and some new guests.
Buying or selling a car? Then contact Datacar. Datacar on 602-599.
Gareth O'Callaghan. The Power Station. Energy 103.
Energy 103, if you're keeping tracks and tabs on the match today and you're working and you can't get to a television screen, well, I suppose I win out hands down on that one. You might like to know that the two teams have equalised in the All-Ireland final. Tyrone, 1 goal and 9 points to Kerry, 2 goals and 6. So my money's not completely lost. OK, let's take it back 16 years to this weekend, the 21st of September in 1968. Have you any idea what number one was? Well, let's just take a look back down further down the top 20 this weekend, 18 years ago. Looking at number 13, the Welshman himself who likes red police telephone boxes, Tom Jones.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart, your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Yeah. My heart has love enough for two, more than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I have so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they're yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door.
Ago this weekend, we're remembering an interesting year indeed. There was a heat wave during the summer, July and June that year, and the masses flocked to what was then Dublin's most popular beach, Sea Point, believe it or not. John Lennon split with Cynthia. He was spending a few quiet days in Mulrani in County Mayo with a 34-year-old Japanese girl called Yoko Ono. And one of the most bizarre stories of the year had to be the one about the woman who horrified all of the male bathers by diving into the men-only bathing spot, the 40-foot, down near Black Rock. And most of the 50 men present seemed to be in keen favor, but there were a few dissenters, mind you. That was number 13 for Tom Jones, Johnny Nash at 5, and Aretha Franklin was at number 4. Games were held in Mexico that year, starting on the 12th of October. Around about this weekend, in fact, 18 years ago, it was 1968. It was the year of the Christmas Eve orbit of Apollo 8. Senator Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in Massachusetts. And Tony O'Reilly that year left his post as the £7,000-a-year managing director of the Irish Sugar Company. And do you remember Aran Foods Limited? very, very much in the news a few years back. Apparently took up the top spot that year in the giant H.J. Heinz company in England at a salary of £20,000. And Tony, if you're listening, it's nice to see you've done so well for yourself. Aretha Franklin was at number 4. The Bee Gees, I Gotta Get a Message to You, was at number 3. Those were the days. Do you remember Mary Hopkin? Well, she was very close to one of the Beatles at that stage, which is probably why she was so successful so quickly. And number 1, well, speak of the boys themselves.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey,
this weekend 18 years ago as the Beatles, Hey Jude. We've been remembering some of the news and music and trivia from the 21st of September in 1968.
This is Energy Gold on 103 in stereo on FM. A beautiful, crystal clear, crisp signal in your ear. And firing on all five full cylinders on 738 AM. And if you've just picked us up for the first time, whether you're in the car, in the back garden, in the house, it's nice to have your company. Okay, then, a pen and paper is not so much provided as necessary here. This week's Gold Show quiz questions. And by the way, Adrian Ford from Season Park in Newtown Mount Kennedy in County Wicklow was last week's winner. Well done to you, Adrian. The answer is The New Seekers. To number two, Gary Newman and Cliff Richard. And to number three, The Sandpipers. Yes, we've had quite a rapturous response to that. Thanks once again for taking the time out to write. Here's question number one of three in the Gold Show quiz this weekend. Bananarama recorded this song a few years back. Do you remember Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye? It was a big, big hit, actually. But who had the original version of the hit? And that goes back to January 1970. Mm-hmm. Just a one-worded band. You think you might have it. Good. That's number one. Number two, three artists, no less, had hits with this song, Singing the Blues. Most recently, Dave Edmunds in 1980. Another hit version went to number one back in 1956, 30 years ago, for good old Tommy Steele and the Cavemen. But who had the most original version? Now, when I say the most original version, had he not released it, it probably would never have been a hit anywhere for anyone, okay? You might remember She Wears Red Feathers, da 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 da. Yeah, that was his other hit that year. Who had the most original version of Singin' the Blues, also a number one in 1956? That should be the answer to number two. And number three, pretty straightforward, this one. Carlos Santana reached the top 20 in 1977 with She's Not There. Now, who had...